My name is Ming. I started developing for Windows Mobile. That was about 8 years ago, and I founded Trend Creative in 2008, and I have become full-time developer for mobile devices. I released Workbook for Windows Phone when the marketplace launched, and I'm proud of the product.
Yeah, that's great. And we're definitely going to talk about Workbook for sure. Go back to Workbook for iPhone. And what made you decide to build Workbook? What's the background for Workbook?
So, Workbook has been a very popular dictionary for Windows Mobile. So I have it for about 5 years.
Okay.
Users loved it. When iPhone was released, it is natural to roll into a new platform, right? So I tried on the new platform, and I was lucky. I released it early and catch the first wave of the
iPhone.
the App Store, and I got quite a lot of user from that beginning time.
Okay. And about how many downloads are you seeing right now per month on Workbook on iPhone?
I have about 500,000 users of Workbook on all
Wow.
platforms right now.
Half a
So,
million. Wow, that's great. That's great.
that's sizable.
So when did so you started Windows Mobile, then you went to iPhone. And so when you built Workbook, can you talk about how you went about building the iPhone application? Did you stick with the tools, or are most of the controls custom controls? Or talk a little bit about the architecture without giving away your IP, of course.
Sure. Listen, I designed Workbook at the beginning for Windows Mobile on C++.
Okay.
So rolling into iPhone with Objective-C,
Right.
it's not a huge change.
Okay.
I can almost reuse the code from Windows Mobile platform, and it's just a new user interface. The back end was the same.
Okay.
I already had the database, the dictionary database back then. I just keep improving it within 2 years of the App Store so far. I keep adding feature to the iPhone to the point it become like the most feature-rich dictionary app on App Store, dictionary app on App
Talk
Store.
about it. It's much more than
So,
just a dictionary,
right,
obviously. So
it's much more.
talk
At the
about
beginning,
something.
it is just a normal dictionary with definitions, with pronunciation, with some stuff. Then I added crossword solver into it. I hired a artist, the voice artist, to record 100% pronunciation for every single entry
That's
in
a
the
lot of
content.
words.
Yeah, it's like three months worth of full-time
Wow.
work to
Okay.
record that. I collected data from everywhere to build richer contents. And then recently I added some other, it's called Word Horizon. It's the information about the source of the word. And I listen to the users, add feature, just small feature, and make sure that the product has the best user experience as possible.
So it was easier for you just because you had a C++ background to pick up Objective-C, and everything was coded, and then obviously you went through the custom control route. So what made you decide to go to Windows Phone 7? What was the impetus for that decision?
So the first thing is I was very enthusiastic about the new platform. So I studied about Windows Phone 7. I loved the design, the Metro UI. And the other thing is I already knew .NET, C Sharp, a little bit about SQLite. So it's no-brainer to go into the platform that I knew so much about. And plus, I have been a Windows Mobile developer for a very long time, so it's natural to convert into the new platform.
So when you went to the new platform, how did you go about designing the user interface? Does the user interface look drastically different than the iPhone application, or is it relatively similar?
That's a learning curve for me. At the beginning, my first thought was the iPhone UI was so successful. Should I just That time I decided to just go ahead and convert the UI to Windows Phone. And then after about 3 days into it, and I realized it doesn't make sense at all. The Metro UI is the way to go to make the app
Right.
look
You made a
native to
carbon
me.
copy, basically.
Right. So I just throw everything away.
Interesting.
Plus, the iPhone code was in C++ and Objective-C, and the new apps need to be in native code, right? In C Sharp, and no native code supported.
Right.
So I just throw everything away, redesign everything from scratch. Of course, I reuse the database from previous from because
Right.
I have been building it and reuse all the on the design, the back end design. I
Right.
just need to convert the back end code from C++ to C Sharp.
Okay.
And redesign the interface from beginning. So, and after what I feel great about that. The design was not a lot of work as I thought because I think Civilized is a great tool to design user interface.
So even though it was a net new, it was a ground up build. What was the length of development time for the Phone 7 part of it?
It was surprisingly short. It's 1 month. For
Wow.
me
Okay.
to do the entire brand new app, I mean every single line, the workbook for Windows Phone code was written in 1 month.
Okay. Wow. How about the iPhone? How long the iPhone app take?
iPhone it was because I needed to learn Objective-C that back then it took me about 3 months. So it's the learning curve was steeper in on iPhone
Yeah.
size. Yeah.
Okay. So tell us about, I mean, a more specific example, whether it's, looking up a word or running the pronunciation, hearing the pronunciation. Step us through an example, when you're going through and building this net new app in Windows Phone 7. What are some of the things that you did on the Phone 7 platform versus the iPhone platform?
Okay, so with Windows Phone, when I was developing a workbook for Windows Phone, I kind of have the advantage of knowing what I needed to do because I already have the previous app and have all the data or have all the data source. So workbook has the main database in a proprietary format, and so that's that mean I need to rewrite the back-end code in C Sharp. So it took me about a week to convert to read C++ code in one window and write C Sharp code in the other window. That is like tedious work. It,
Oh, so
it's
you did it literally side by
yeah,
side?
that's
Okay.
for back-end code. The next step I did was to design the UI to hook up the front end to the back-end.
We say back end, it's still
So,
on the device though, right?
right,
Okay.
everything is on the
Okay.
device.
Okay.
So the back end was a wrapper for the database.
Right.
The front end talked to the back end. And the front end was more interesting. It's like learning a new, brand new thing, brand new platform. The back end was tedious, was boring because it's just translating code.
Right.
The front end, I had so much fun playing with Civilized controls,
And XAML.
SAML, and then try this approach, try other approach, do on the on kind of transition. It took me about 2 weeks to play with that front end. And then I have one pronunciation database that is hosted online, so it's not shipped with the product.
Okay. Okay.
.NET framework has this very strong library to support all web services,
Right.
HTTP requests, and everything. So it took me probably like 15 minutes to write that code to download the
Okay.
audio and use XML to play the audio. So
Right.
I was surprised with the time frame that I had to deliver the product at the end.
So talk about the tools. Compare the tools in the iPhone space, like Object Builder or an Interface Builder versus Visual Studio and Blend. Can you compare and contrast the tool environments a little bit?
Sure. So on iPhone, on iOS, we have Xcode for developing code, right? Interface Builder to design the resource, the UI resource. On Windows Phone, you have similar concept. We have the Visual Studio to design code, and you have you can design SAML form in that as well. We have Expression Blend to have do all the UI, the Silverlight portion of that. So I love Visual Studio, but it took me a while to get used to Expression Blend because the tool was so powerful and it has so many features. Mm-hmm. So I end up working with Visual Studio a lot. On iPhone side, it's different. You have to know Interface Builder. That's the only way to do an app quickly, right? So so on Windows Phone, I end up working in the entire project in Visual Studio. And as I think any developer would do that.
Because so you even go into Blend at all?
Right. So Visual Studio was so strong and easy to use that and it could do anything.
So do you write all your SAML by hand, or do you use the designer in Visual Studio as well, or?
Eventually, I did everything by hand.
Okay.
At the beginning, I just mark up on the screen with the designer, but then I tweak it in SAML code.
So do you bring it into Blend today at all still, or?
Sometimes I just bring it up just to make fun, to play with some transition to see how it looks. Because right now, after a few months, I know what is what, so I can navigate within Blend a little bit.
Right.
So I use Blend as a tool to preview the UI, but I still use Visual Studio to tweak the SAML code or to write code for to play, the transition.
How about testing? Can you compare and contrast testing on the simulator, the iPhone simulator versus the Phone 7 emulator? Can you compare and contrast the two environments? Are they pretty much the same? Is it the same testing on both platforms, or?
I'm sure the emulator would be better than simulator. Right? It's the real environment. It runs the real code in the emulator. So I didn't see any problem running, see any difference running on the emulator and the real device on Windows Phone.
Okay.
But I think I found one time when my code was running on good on simulator, iPhone simulator, and didn't run on the real device. But it's a long time ago. So right now I think I can't complain on both platforms.
All right. Any other comments you have? With application submission, was that pretty smooth for you, submitting to the marketplace versus the App Store? Can you talk about that experience?
It was smooth. I had no problem at all. I submitted that on day one, and have updated it recently. So no problem so far. So it's transparent, and I had nothing to say about that.
So you got in the first time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so I got in the first time, and when I updated it, it's just approved after, I think, 2 days.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. We're going to demo Trancarative in the workbook.
So this is a workbook dictionary application from Trancarative. As you see, there's the home screen and a search input box. You can enter anything. And it updates a list box beneath it. to match with the input that user is entering. You can hit enter or select an item to view definition. What is different of Wordbook compared to other dictionary is it has links that show you all the related word to the current word. It has built-in thesaurus, and every single entry has a real voice. The voice is hosted on the internet, so it may take a while to download it. And one fun feature of Wordbook is a random list. You can shake it and it shows you different words every time. And you can pin a word and add it to the favorite. It keeps track of your recent view word. And in the definition view, you can email the word to someone. So that is Wordbook from Trend Creative.